I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It is time for other people's problems. OPP for short. And this one, oh boy, this is not going to be great. It has to do with your first time having relations.
Yeah.
With someone new.
Right.
Scary. So this is a bit of an emergency OPP because I think this is happening soon. Kim?
Yay!
Yay! We're getting you in on short notice here. So what's going on?
Okay, so I have a date tomorrow night with a guy. His name's James. I'm really excited about him. It's been a while since I've gone out with someone that I was excited about. But it's tomorrow night's our fifth date.
Okay.
And I feel like it's getting to the point where, you know, relations might be happening.
Wait. You wait till the fifth date?
Yep.
Hold on.
They respect each other. She's a lady. Yes. He's a gentleman.
Steve, huh? You're going to tell me
what?
You wait till the fifth date.
Well, what? I might push for it a little sooner, but if that's her speed, then that's my speed.
You are so full of it right now that you're pretending.
What?
I mean, because there used to be, there were rules. Like, I remember when I was out amongst you single people, it was like, you can't even ask before the third, but it's usually the seventh. It's like, dude, no.
Right, exactly. Like, rip the governor off. He's just, don't rule.
I don't mean to, like, and if you don't want to give personal information, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so five dates to get a 23-year-old. Got it.
To get Kim.
I'm really excited. I kind of was planning on, making that the night.
Okay, I know these are all personal questions, but you've had relations before. This isn't your first time ever. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I was in a relationship for about 3 years, actually. So I just haven't really been out dating too much because I was in that. But I don't know. I'm not sure what's normal, to be honest, because I've been in a relationship.
You clearly like this guy because you wanna become intimate with him. Do you feel
really like him, but I also don't want him to think that I'm just, I am interested in more than just that.
There it is.
Oh.
See, Slacker, that's the part you couldn't grasp. For you, it's just that act, but there's so much attached to what?
You know what you're doing right
I'm
now.
I'm not too. I'm what?
Dude, I'm not stupid.
I'm
I can
OPP.
See when somebody like you, a person who leaves a wake of women that you've used in your... You don't ever want a commitment. So you're looking at me like I'm the guy who looks at it as an act. I've only been in committed relationships, so you don't get to make me the ogre who treats women as disposable objects.
Disposable pleasures.
Right. That's not me. You're like, but somehow you're making me that. Yes, I do crave relations, but I'm not you.
Okay.
Nice try. Like, I don't know what you're trying to get out of camera. Say, hey, if it doesn't work out tonight, I'll take you out on six dates.
All right.
But like, stop.
Okay. Yeah.
And like,
well, all right.
What are you doing?
I don't know
how you flipped it, but I'm like, I have to call BS. I know we're eventually going to get Kim's whole story here, but all right. Anyway, sorry, Kim. Back to you. It's going to happen tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows it's going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe I just honestly don't know anymore. I think maybe because we're going to a nice dinner. So I don't know.
What's the protocol on that? If you know you're going to have relations that night, do you not eat very much? Because I don't want to be all full.
Oh, right.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try not to eat something gross and.
Yeah,
that's true. Like, you have to.
I don't know any of these protocols, you guys. If I were back out there, I would be like, I would be tipping my hand the whole time. It's like, hey, it's our fifth date, so I'm just going to have a salad. It's like, what? just in case for later.
But a lot more booze.
Yes. okay, sorry. Okay, so going out to a nice dinner, and then you're gonna have relations. So what's the problem?
I'm just worried. I know it's been five dates, but I do really like him, and I want it to be something that's not just casual. So I don't know. I don't know if it's sending a message that it's casual or if this is a normal thing.
To give it up on the fifth date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's too fast or if it's, I don't know. I'm just not sure, but I want to because I'm excited.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you are going to give it up on the fifth date tomorrow night. Uh-huh. Are you going to...
I think I know... Yeah.
You were in a relationship for 3 years, right? And you became very comfortable with your man. And there are certain things you do when you're comfortable. We all have a bag of tricks.
Right.
How much of the bag... I mean... I guess that's my question is like, that's the other, like, I wouldn't know how much to eat. I wouldn't know where to go. And I wouldn't know, do I bring my A game or do I?
Okay. I see. Yeah. I'm thinking, or do you give out enough to keep him on the hook so that he'll keep pining for, he'll keep chasing you. He'll want to keep coming back. But if you guys are this, he'll come back anyway. If the relate.
Have you thought about this aspect of it?
Oh, God. I mean, a little bit, but now I'm more nervous about that.
Okay.
No,
we didn't mean to make it worse. It's other people's problems, but we're not trying to... But I mean, that all these factors have to...
Well, you got to dazzle him, right? So...
Yeah, exactly. And I thought about it a bit, but, you know, and I also think, like, everyone's different, so I don't know...
Yeah.
You know, my boyfriend is one person, and... He is a different person, so...
Wow, this is interesting.
How much of the bag of tricks do you throw?
Yes, because if you set a bar is going to get set here. And if you go all out...
Can I just say we have definitely overthought something that happens naturally between two humans?
Yeah. Usually it's just natural and it just happens or it doesn't.
And then we're like, I don't know, fifth date, I don't know, let's get an abacus out and figure out how many dates it's supposed to be and how much she's supposed to give and how much she's supposed to hold back and what she's supposed to eat and what she's supposed to say and what she's supposed to wear.
Suddenly this is all stress and it's all plot and scheme.
Yeah.
It's not natural.
Yeah, and it just makes it not fun anymore.
You're right.
And I'm nervous.
Yeah. And a regimen.
Here's the deal. We are going to get you advice on all these fronts because there's other women. You're back out on the scene.
Right.
So we're going to hang on, Kim. Yeah. Do not move. I want to ask all those questions. Like, is it weird to give it up on the fifth day? Should she hold out longer? And if she does go for it tomorrow night.
How much does she...
My opinion is, so, I mean, I already showed my hand at the beginning, and that's why you started to be a jerk to me. You just painted me into this corner, like, since you only care about one thing, Slacker. Like, that's not what I said, but okay.
It's what you meant.
I, sort of. I mean, it is a little, like, I'm of an age, I think once I passed 25, I was like, yeah. I like you, you like me, and we've had a great time, we've laughed, we know we're compatible there,
right.
Let's see if we're compatible over here. And if we're going to go over there and do that, what are you holding back for?
Exactly.
Bring your A game, and I'll see if my A game matches your A game. And if we're even close, then we can figure out how to bring my level up to yours, or your level up to mine, or whatever it is. But if you're holding back, it's like, yeah, I won't do that thing until the 17th date. Well then, what are we doing? Like,
Well, I forgot your analogy.
You don't go to a restaurant. It's your first time at a restaurant and you walk in and you're like, ooh, the filet looks good. It's like, is this your first time here? Yes. All right. Well, then we're going to bring you our C-level filet. Now, if you keep coming back, we'll bring you the A-level filet. But you have to be here like six times to eat that one.
That's a great analogy that applies here. Why would I give up my C game on the first?
You give them A, so you set the hook so they'll never leave. They'll never go to another restaurant as long as they live.
You give them your A conversation. You give them your A story. You give them the whole night. You're giving out your A face.
Oh, man, I can't tell that one funny story about high school barf until our 17th date I'm talking, I tell what.
Yeah, you're putting a governor on the accelerator of a date or a relationship.
Why would you?
But maybe we should. I don't know why. Maybe we should. I don't know.
All right, so should Kim give it up? Because she's calling a radio show to ask this, so probably not.
I know.
Fifth date coming. Should she give it up? If she does,
A game it, give it all on the first, or
save a little in reserve in case you need to downshift and win him over a little better, longer, whatever. Kim needs your help. Felicia?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she should go for it.
Okay.
Go for it all or go for a little? How far do you go when you're ready?
I think if she's feeling good about it and it's like she's got a good vibe and it feels good, then to go for it. Because, I mean, I've done it. I've done it on the first date and been in an 8-month relationship. And then I've done it like 6 months in and I ended up marrying that one. So I don't think that sex plays a whole big role in, you know, I think if you guys have a good connection, that that's what matters. But that's just like a little extra.
Felicia, is that something a woman thinks about while going into the first time having relations with a guy is, okay, don't go all out or hold stuff back? Is that what goes through a woman's mind, or you just do what comes natural?
I think beforehand we overthink it, but in the moment it's like, you know.
Okay. You're just doing, if he's got a game, do you bring your game to his level, or do you above his game?
There it is.
I think just match it.
Okay.
I would blow him away. If I had the skills to, like, if she's like, yes, I would, I'm always all in, and like, and if my A game doesn't match hers, then I feel terrible, but like.
How about if you realize your game is way above her?
You don't get on a football field and go, well, I could beat these guys 49-0, but I'm going to pull back and only beat them 21-0. You beat them 49-0.
There it is.
You go for it. Thank you, Felicia. Appreciate the call, though. Ashley.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she's all right to be nervous, but I wouldn't go all in.
Why?
Why not? Why would you hold back?
See, I was in the same situation. I was with someone for 2.5 years, and I feel if I would have done it to my boyfriend that I have now, it wouldn't be as interesting because I get assist every time, and I wouldn't want him coming back for more.
So you set the bar low so you have time to
see. In her mind, coming back for more is to try to get more. Whereas for me, I'll use a different analogy other than my steakhouse. How about this? What if cocaine only made you feel a little good the first time? No one would be an addict, right? But it makes you feel amazing and you chase that. Having never done it, but this is what I know of my friends who have done that. They go, you're constantly chasing that first time. That tends to set the hook more than, oh, this was a lot like taking an Advil. So I'm going to keep coming back, see if it's a little more intense next time. Like, I want it all the first time, or I don't want it.
Huh.
It's just me. Thank you for the call. Mandy.
Yes.
Yai. What do you think?
I think she needs to give it all. Give him her A game and show him what she made of.
Nice, right?
Knock it all out. Yes. Just what we said.
Knock it out of the park.
My guy for 3 years, and I did that my first time, and he did too. And, you know, I don't know how old she is, but Slacker, like you were saying, when you reach a certain age, you know, you're kind of, you don't have any more time to waste. So why wait these 5 days? Why wait all this time? If we're compatible and we're laughing, we're having a good time, it's time to see if we're compatible in the bedroom, right?
It's time to see, yeah. And if it doesn't work, it's like, oh my God, we could just be really good drinking buddy friends.
But yeah, correct. But if you both bring your A game and it's awesome on the first date, you got nowhere to go. You're just down. The only way you can go is down. No, but then
they don't always have to be like A game. You can have some times where it's just like, let's do a quickie.
I can't do that. I have to.
Yeah, Steve. I have affidavits signed by about 50 different women that say something different. But Monica.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you guys are just way overthinking everything. Like, you're analyzing everything that's going on.
Well,
but when you're in the moment with somebody, especially the first time, you're just figuring each other out. You're trying to figure out what they want, what you want, just what every person's interested in, different things, different motions. Like, you just go with the flow, really.
But so, and I'm 100% down with what you're saying, go with the flow. But we have people telling us, don't go with going with the flow means I'm bringing my A game. Cause if I'm going with the flow, then things are going well. I'm shoving all in, but we have people saying intentionally hold moves back.
Yeah.
That to me is overthinking. Cause now you're in the moment. It's like, oh, it'd be really cool if I did this right now, but nope, an advanced move. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right. Now you're thinking again.
I mean, I wouldn't bring out like the chains and whips and bring your freak out.
I'd bring my freak out.
like kind of.
No guy wants you to bring your meek out, bring your freak out.
Wow.
Like, you gotta read their emotions. Be like, all right, they like this. Let me try this. Not go from step one to step 10, you know?
I'm going to step 110.
Well, wow.
Thank you for the call, Monica. Sarah.
Yay.
What do you think?
So I'm thinking she should absolutely give it up. I'm impressed that she waited this long.
Okay.
I think that I've got a kind of different view on things in that I am a total dude.
Okay.
I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
And I am like the dude of the relationship. I'm the one that leaves buffs on the floor and like never does laundry and all of that. So I'm like, first date, like, how's it going? Like, show me what you got. So I'm impressed that she waited so long for sure.
So, yeah, but you say bring her freak out, put the meek away, and bring her freak out and get it done.
Absolutely. Show him what you got. I mean, like, maybe hold off on until he asks for it. But, you know, like,
okay, well, we'll leave that right there. Thank you, Sarah. That's perfect. I don't know.
Suddenly I got meek over
this. Yeah, I got meek as well. Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.